Well, good afternoon to you all. I'm going to be talking to you today about the scaling up of zinc as a treatment for childhood diarrhea and our experience in Bangladesh. The promise is treatment, and the reality is what we've done, the efforts we've made to make that a reality and reach children across all spectrums in Bangladesh. Just so you know, ICDDRB, which you're going to see at the bottom of every slide, stands for the International Center for Diarrheal Disease Research in Bangladesh. It's an international center. It's a center I've worked at for the past 6 years until June of this year, and one I miss very much, as well as Bangladesh. So, no disclosures. In terms of food supply and dietary exposure to zinc, what this slide is trying to show you is that the food supply doesn't meet at least 75% of daily requirements in probably two-thirds of the world's population. As you can see, in particular, though, in South Asia, parts of Africa, and even South America. These result, and the implication of this is that marginal zinc deficiency is quite common throughout the world. The so what question is, if you're mildly zinc deficient, what does that mean? And well, what it does mean, and this has been well confirmed throughout the 80s and 90s in terms of numerous studies, is that you will have impaired immune function, you will have impaired GI function and impaired healing of the gut after a diarrheal episode, and also impaired growth and development. The results of that is you're at increased risk for infection, and with decreased host resistance. And the bottom line is then that children who are marginally zinc deficient, and as I said, this is very, very common throughout the world, are at increased risk for morbidity and for mortality. And I'll show you that data in a minute. Okay, the promise. Millennium Development Goal number 4 is to reduce under 5 deaths by two-thirds, as you know, by the year 2015. Over two-thirds of those deaths are preventable with known affordable interventions. And one of those is zinc treatment of childhood diarrhea, which has a potential to save 400,000 lives a year if we could appropriately scale it up. As a result of that, in 2004, so a little over 4 years ago, WHO and UNICEF changed its recommendations for clinical management of childhood diarrhea to include zinc. So all under 5 children living in populations with zinc-deficient diets who have any form of diarrhea, acute or persistent, should be treated with 10 to 14 days of zinc. So there's the challenge before us, reaching, especially reaching those children that are most vulnerable. And that led then to the development of the Scaling Up Zinc for Young Children Project, or SUSY project, in Bangladesh. Now that project has a framework, and I can't overemphasize to you the importance of thinking about frameworks. Scaling up isn't a logical exercise. It's a very complex one, and you need to think it through in terms of what you're going to do and how you will integrate the various activities that you plan to emphasize in that framework. Included in our framework, we're thinking about stakeholders, research, the product itself, promotion, health delivery systems, the training that goes along with that, and then dissemination and knowledge transfer. Stakeholders. You have to line those up right at the beginning. You need ownership. A lot of the issues that we faced in the first couple of years of the scale-up project related to the fact that, quite frankly, we didn't adequately deal with stakeholders. In particular, for example, the Bangladesh Pediatric Association. If you don't get those people on side buying into it, wanting this, it's not going to happen. This project ended up with several partners, and I want to emphasize, even though you see ICDDRB on the bottom of every one of these slides, it truly was a partnership and an exercise that couldn't have occurred without the participation and support of a number of different institutions, both in the public and private sector in Bangladesh. There's also the issue of research, and often I think people forget, tend to negate the importance of going beyond the randomized trial. When we decided to take this project on, everybody agreed we should scale up zinc. I think just about everybody agreed also we weren't ready to scale up zinc because there were huge knowledge gaps. Let's look at some of those gaps. We didn't really have a clear idea about what people did when they had their child had diarrhea. Where did they go? This is important in thinking about how you're going to plan a scale up project. Household expenditures, would they be able to afford zinc? Zinc costs about 25 cents for a 10-day treatment. Safety, are there any safety issues, side effects? Which is the best formulation to use? Are they going to like it? So on and on and on. These are just some of the many questions that we needed to answer to guide the scale up. We did decide to go with a dispersible zinc tablet. You see it there in that spoon. What you do is you put it in a small container or a spoon, you put some water into it, and then it becomes a syrup. So it's really a pre-syrup, if you like. We could have gone with syrups, but at the time there were 24 different syrup formulations already on the market. They were being used, like cod liver oil used to be used here, for just about everything. And it would be very hard to uniquely market a syrup, whereas with the tablet it was brand new and we could identify that as a treatment specifically for diarrhea. It's also very lightweight, it's half the cost of the syrups, it's easy to distribute, and the mothers know exactly how many days they've given it. You give one tablet a day, you see this little blister pack down here, and they just count the number of tablets that are left, they know how many they've given. Regulatory steps are very complex, and I could take a couple hours going through these with you, but it's no simple matter. If you're going to introduce a new drug, you have to register the formulation, you have to come up with a brand name. We came up with Baby Zinc, and you have to come up with a pricing for it that then you have to live with. You have to come up with logo and packaging regulations have to be approved. OTC permits, over-the-counter permits. If you don't have OTC, the scale-up like this isn't going to work. And finally, mass media promotion. In terms of the promotion, there are promotion issues related to providers and there are promotion issues related to caregivers. And within Bangladesh, and I would imagine that this is true in many other settings, we realized after doing the formative research that you had to sell the people at the top first. It really does cascade down. Pediatricians are not going to prescribe zinc the physicians are not going to prescribe zinc if the pediatricians aren't doing it. Drug vendors and some of the unlicensed providers are not going to provide and prescribe zinc unless the physicians are doing it. So they look at this all the way down. And then finally, when we interviewed caretakers, they almost universally told us they would not buy it over the counter if their provider hadn't already prescribed it to them at least once or endorsed the product. In terms of the mass media campaign and caregivers, the key there was to create awareness. Once you had that awareness, then you can move on to actual experience, either through demand, in which case parents are asking providers to, can I have zinc, or among providers providing it, explaining what it is. So they experience it. And then once they've experienced it, and hopefully it's been a positive experience, then they'll practice it themselves, or at least that's the thinking and the strategy that we used. There's also the issue of financing. We knew that 90% of acute childhood diarrhea episodes were treated in the private sector, so that's where the focus had to be. But that meant that households are going to carry the burden. It meant that parents themselves would have to go out and purchase through drug vendors, drug shops, this 10-tablet blister pack. Here's an example of the national promotion that we carried out in some of the TV. This happens not working this time either. Let's see, let's try again. We had a number of commercials, both radio, TV, posters, whatever. This is just an example of a 30-second TV ad that we had on Bangladesh national TV. I think you're going to get it. This worked before.
Yes, it did.
hold your breath. It was a little bit slow last time coming up, but it wasn't that slow. I can always pull it out at the end and play it for you. Excuse me?
You don't play it because if you don't have
They played. There we go. It was really slow. Anybody speaks Bangla will follow this perfectly. Important points to make there are that we wanted to make the advertising positive. We didn't want to show really, really sick kids. The other was to always mention saline. Some of you might have heard the word saline in that, picked up on that. So every single promotion that we do, we always mention ORS as well as zinc. And then I guess finally, it would be that we wanted to, this is really trying to emphasize awareness. Okay, just to make people aware that there was something called zinc out there for the treatment of diarrhea. Now that I didn't want to happen. Let's just see if it works this way. Okay, so let me just tell you a little bit about monitoring. It's very important to look at what's happening. Any project you do, you're going to have your intended consequences, but you're also going to have unintended. And those could be good, but they could also be bad. And it would be very naive of any of us to impart on a project such as this and not carefully monitor for both. So we looked at zinc coverage, which was important to do. Impact on ORS, we'd like that to stay very high. We'd like to see antibiotics go down. What are mothers spending? Utilization of health services, and I'm just going to present some data on the first two. So here is awareness. So you see at the beginning of the study, and let me just explain to you, our surveys are carried out about every 3 months. And we go into city slums, so these are great big cities like Dhaka, and city non-slum areas. We go into municipal, so smaller cities, and we go into rural populations. And each one of these surveys is about 3,000 households with a child who has diarrhea right now. Okay, so it's not hypothetical. And then we're asking them what they're doing. So before the launch and all that advertising that we did and promotion that we put forward, you could see that zinc was not well known. And within 10 months of that launch, we were already above 60% in city slum, up to nearly 90% in the non-slum areas, which is what you would expect. But importantly, we were already above 50% in rural areas. What you see is that we probably should have changed our campaign more to some of the other important factors in terms of behavior rather than awareness, because we flattened out at about 6 months, but hindsight's always great. This is what's happened in terms of the actual use of zinc. Again, non-existent at the start, except for, and this is a mistake here. This bar should go over, yeah, no, that's right. No, city non-slum should be over here, and the city slum one should be at zero. But other than that, they're okay. And what you're seeing is, as you would expect, that people who are best educated and most affluent usually take up new ideas and new technologies the quickest, and they did very quickly, up to 30% within 10 to 14 months into the scale-up. Importantly here, you can see with the rural population, I'd like to think that we're gradually making progress. I think we are. But as you can see, overall, it's still only at around 10% of children are receiving zinc. Not bad for a scale-up, but not what we should be happy with. This is the impact of zinc by asset quartile. You've already heard about asset quartiles and how those are determined. This is the lowest quartile. Again, it's encouraging to see this steady increase over time. But what's not encouraging to see is the disparity between that lowest quintile and the highest quintile. And you can see it's a fairly steady increase with each increasing quintile. I held my breath on this one. If ORS rates had gone down, this project would have been in big trouble. And what you can see is from the start of the project to the end of the project, regardless of which population you're looking at, there really hasn't been any change whatsoever in ORS use, which is what we wanted to see. What can I say in conclusion? Well, zinc scale-up is occurring. We've reached high levels of awareness, modest but stagnant changes in coverage, which would indicate we've got to change our promotion strategy. There are important disparities in who we're reaching on the basis of where people live and their income status. I could tell you we've looked at gender, and there are some very minor changes within the upper income, the highest income families living in non-urban settings where they discriminate towards males. But no other subpopulation groups are discriminating. It isn't, zinc is not, the zinc treatment campaign is not reducing ORS use. We do need to increase our focus now on home management and over-the-counter availability. Parents need to just know they can go out and pick it up for themselves. And as I said to you earlier, scale-up campaigns require a verifiable integrated project framework if you're going to expect success. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Larson, for another excellent presentation. The last presenter for this afternoon is Dr. Shahjahan, and he will be presenting on empowering adolescents in Bangladesh through life skills.